USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another huge batch of flight delays and cancellations. Travelers can't seem to catch a break as the number of flights affected has surpassed 5,600. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problem as snow moves through the area. The Supreme Court heard arguments that challenged the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. Several justices have defended the requirement, saying there's not a better option to prevent sickness and death with COVID-19 cases still on the rise. Attorney Scott Keller arguing the best possible way to prevent illness would actually be quite different.
I don't think the standard here can be the best, because if it was the best, then that would mean that OSHA could ban all people from coming into the workplace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Students in Chicago's public schools were not in the classrooms once again on Friday. This after the Chicago Teachers Union voted to move to remote learning as COVID-19 cases spike. Joseph O'Cool teaches at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Chicago.
I'm hoping that the union would also realize that, there is this authority that they need to respect. They cannot just be dictating everything.
The city of Chicago is suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The December jobs report was released on Friday.
The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The president of Kazakhstan gave a kill without warning order to security forces as violent protests continue in the country over significant fuel increases, prominent unemployment, and the authoritarian government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently spoke with the country's foreign minister and voiced his support for the following principles.
Kazakhstan's constitutional institutions, as well as the absolute importance of respecting human rights, media freedom, including the restoration of internet service, and to dealing with peaceful protests in a way that protects the protesters, upholds their rights, and is consistent with the rule of law.
Advisors to President Biden are urging him to change his domestic strategy for how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
6 former advisors who counseled President Joe Biden during the presidential transition said Biden needs to shift from shutting down the virus to living with the virus. The advisors wrote that advice this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Biden promised on the campaign trail he would shut down the virus, but he's failed on delivering on that promise. Since Biden took office, more people have died from COVID-19 under his presidency than under President Donald Trump. Daily case numbers have smashed records. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.